Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. This AMA is a little bit different. We basically stay on one topic, which is the vaccine. I read your responses to the Chinese coronavirus vaccine. So I encourage you to go to charliekirk.com for the latest news and information around all of this. And we take your questions that you emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA or come to our massive gathering that is happening in Tampa, Florida, go to tpusa.com/SAS. That's tpusa.com/SAS to come to our Student Action Summit. And if you want to support our program, I want to thank Connor for supporting our program. I want to thank Yolanda for supporting our program from Oklahoma. And I want to thank Brett from Little Rock, Arkansas, for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Are you saving for retirement or just treading water? Are you depending solely on stocks or mutuals instead of diversifying what you really need? Did you know it's easy to move out of a 401k into precious metals like gold that's predicted to go up $2,500 an ounce soon? Inflation is here, and this could be an answer for you. So call the team at Noble Gold. Do it this month, and they'll give you a gift of a 22-karat American Eagle coin. Just mention the promo code Kirk. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. So we've been getting a lot of questions around this. And look, I want to just say this program is different than most. We're not just going to do your typical kind of corporate conservative carousel. Republicans are good and Democrats are bad. And let's go talk to this lawmaker about how good Republicans are great and Democrats are bad. Obviously, there's some truth to all of that. And I wouldn't vote for a Democrat at gunpoint unless it's Kyrsten Sinema. That's actually something I might consider. The point is that we go dive deep into certain issues in a way that otherwise people wouldn't. And one of the issues that just seems to be a total thought crime is the issue of the vaccine. Now, first, I got this wonderful email from Christopher. This makes my day. I love when people read. I love it. Christopher emailed us. He said, with all the references, the 1984, I finally decided to get around to reading it. I'm just over half the way through, in all caps, wow, I'm picking up more of your Newspeak references. More people need to read this book. Thank you, Christopher. I love hearing that people are going back to Orwell and seeing all of his predictions. I totally agree with you, and thank you for that. And so we got this other question here that I want to go through. And again, if I select your questions, you guys get a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine. You could do so by emailing us, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. And I've just been really curious and interested in this issue of the vaccine. You're not allowed to talk about it. This is something that almost everyone in charge just says, sit down and take the vaccine. So someone who's actually been rather snarky towards me and someone that's actually kind of been a jerk towards me is a guy by the name of Brett Weinstein. Now, Brett Weinstein is brothers with Eric Weinstein. Eric Weinstein runs a podcast called The Portal. I think he's really smart. Brett Weinstein tweets at me like kind of jerkish things every so often. However, Brett Weinstein came out with this video that is going totally viral. And it's only brought me even closer to wanting to talk to you about the vaccine. So let me just make my stance clear again. I'm not against the vaccine. If you got the vaccine, I hope it works for you. With that being said, more and more information is unfolding that this vaccine is unlike any other. And if you have not yet got the vaccine, I want you to listen very carefully. So Reagan, who does a great job for us on many different things, I texted her last night because when I start to get on something, watch out. It's like a steamrolling engine, right? And everyone's laughing because they know it's true. I said, ask our audience, what's going on with the vaccine? Have they had any sort of negative reaction? Now, if this vaccine was perfect, when we ask our audience, what kind of reaction have you had to the vaccine? It would probably be crickets. Sit down and shut up, Charlie. I got the vaccine and now I have an IQ of 292, right? That's kind of the stuff that I would expect. Or I got the vaccine and I think, see everything I see clearly now and the rain is gone, whatever, right? You know, that's kind of what I expected if everything was perfect. So this is one question, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Brian. Hey, Charlie, my mom had an irregular heartbeat 2 days after her second shot, Moderna, I believe. It was so bad, she called me to pick her up during her daily walk, which has never happened in the 16 years since she started doing her daily walk in the neighborhood. She was fine the next day, but it was very scary. How many other reports like this are you hearing? For life, Brian. So then we asked our audience, what kind of reaction have you had to the vaccine? I'm going to read some of these. And this is just a taste of what is happening. And I want you to email me your reaction to the vaccine. Maybe it's terrific, by the way. And if it is, I actually hope so. I really do. I mean this non-sarcastically. The last thing I would want is some sort of pharmaceutical experimental drug to hurt you. Let's read a couple of these. Reactions to the vaccine sent to us on the Charlie Kirk Show. A friend of mine, 2 days after a second dose, ended up in the hospital with inflammation in his liver, appendix, prostate, and kidneys. Now for life, he must have a special diet and take medication. Hey, Charlie, I'm a nurse practitioner. I'm not vaccinated, but we've had patients come in with DVT, PE. I don't know what that is. I'm guessing that's diverticulitis. I could be wrong. Is that right? DVT? Am I right? A lot of this is mumbo jumbo to me. And lymphadenopathy, okay, irregular menstrual cycle, menopausal symptoms, large whelps at injection site, flu-like symptoms, all post-vaccination. She said, we have had many patients. Wow. Friend's daughter is friends with a mom that just had a baby about a month ago. Newborn was breastfeeding. Mom had the shot to keep the baby safe. The COVID spike protein passed through breast milk to the baby. Kid died within a day or two after the mom's vaccine. Did you hear that? A newborn child died. Is that normal? This is not 1520. When newborn children die, that should be national news. I mean, infant mortality is basically zero in the West. We've gotten really good at saving children's lives. And I think there is a clip that we have that reinforces that. Let's go to clip 82. Now, I'm going to keep on going through this list. And I just want to say, I'm an open-minded guy. I'm a free thinker. And that's why I'm unafraid to praise Kyrsten Sinema. At the same reason, I want to try to find out what's really going on with this vaccine. So Brett Weinstein, who again, has been nasty towards me. I don't harbor any resentment. He's a liberal, like an actual liberal, like a Bernie Sanders type liberal. And now he had this video that he put on YouTube that of course got taken down by YouTube called Red Pilled on the COVID Vaccine with two doctors. And I'm telling you, can we put this up on charliekirk.com just for our audience to be able to see this? This is one of the most important things for everyone to watch. Listen to this, of a doctor talking about newborn children, cut 82.
So when a doctor sees a miscarriage and says, I've never seen a baby like this in my entire career where it's so bloody and the brain is split in half and so forth. She's never seen anything like it. And the woman was vaccinated a month ago. And she's 25 weeks pregnant. When you have that sort of thing, the doctor says, well, it can't be the vaccine because the vaccine is safe. Wow. And so they say, well, it must be a genetic defect. And they report it as a genetic defect. And they don't even report it into the VAERS system. So we never see any of these safety signals because everybody is trained to think that it's safe. It couldn't have been the vaccine.
This doctor is so wise. I love listening to these guys when they're fair. He's Mr. Steve Kirsch. He's a serial entrepreneur who has been researching adverse reactions to the COVID vaccine. So what he was saying is so wise. We are built in to have safety signals. Do you know what that means? So for example, if all of a sudden there was a salmonella outbreak, the media would cover it and there would be a recall. And people would say, oh my goodness, the salmonella might be in, let's say, Heinz ketchup. Let's just go after John Kerry today. So if it was in Heinz ketchup and you knew there was a salmonella outbreak, one in 10,000 units, would you go use Heinz ketchup? Of course not. Obviously. That's a safety signal. That's just like one example. Here's another example. That, let's just say, bridges started to fall down randomly across the country because of a type of steel that they ordered. Would you go across a bridge? Of course not. That's a safety signal. It spreads, people talk about it, you use your reason, and you make a reaction to it. Because of massive censorship and Google, Facebook and Twitter being paid by Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, they are now saying that you are not even allowed to question the vaccine. That's why this video by Brett Weinstein, an actual evolutionary biologist, by the way, a person who knows science and understands science a lot better than Dr. Fauci. I disagree with him on some of his Darwinism stuff. Different conversation for a different time. Super smart guy. And he has no reason to publish this. And he says, no, you don't get this. This has a spike protein in it that is different than any other type of vaccine that we've had. And the reason this is not spreading the way it should is because a Facebook community with over 200,000 people that have got the vaccine disappeared overnight. Because Facebook is financed by the pharmaceutical companies. Those of us that have decided to ask questions about the vaccine and push back against mandatory vaccinations, I'm telling you right now, and we're really good at predicting this, history will vindicate all of us. Some people, unfortunately, and I say this tragically, are going to have a lifetime of difficulties and health issues because of the Chinese coronavirus vaccine and the spike protein in it. I'm going to say this again. We got this email. A friend of mine, 2 days after a second dose, ended up in the hospital with inflammation in his liver, appendix, prostate, and kidneys. Now for his life, he must have a special diet and take medication. Hey guys, you guys have heard me talk with my friend Kelly Shackelford before. Kelly Shackelford from First Liberty is a good person. Look, we've talked about court packing. It's the tool of left-wing authoritarians. Hugo Chavez packed Venezuela's Supreme Court with his socialist cronies and paved the way for his tyrannical regime. But now Joe Biden and American socialist radicals want to pack our Supreme Court with four new liberal justices. Court packing isn't some policy idea to improve our courts. It's a coup. A coup to take away your constitutional freedoms and turn America into a socialist country. That's why First Liberty Institute, the largest legal organization in the nation dedicated to defending religious liberty in America, is doing something about it. First Liberty recently launched SupremeCoup.com. That's SupremeCoup.com to serve as a one-stop shop in the fight against court packing and help patriots like you learn the truth about what's happening in the courts. But more importantly, there's a big take action button so you could do something to stop the Supreme Court coup. So do me a favor, support Kelly Shackelford in this and get involved. If you want to defend our God-given freedoms and stop the left's court packing scheme, head over to SupremeCoup.com/Kirk. That's SupremeCoup.com/Kirk. SupremeCoup.com/Kirk. Here's one. Charlie, I tried to send this to you on Telegram last night. My mother-in-law took her first dose of Moderna on 1/28 and had slurred speech shortly thereafter. Her second dose was on March 4th, and by March 8th, she couldn't get out of bed and was taken to the hospital. She then went to a nursing home for rehab because she couldn't support her own weight. She continued to decline and died on April 14th. She told me it was the second shot that did this to her. How about this one? My friend had nerve damage in two fingers. She cannot straighten them, and she cuts hair for a living. She cannot cut hair anymore. Friend's healthy grandfather suddenly dropped dead 2 days after the second injection. Our new part-time employee developed shingles after the first jab, now has full-blown autoimmune disorder after the second and can never work again. Here's another one. My father-in-law died shortly after receiving the Moderna vaccine. He had just received a clean bill of health from his primary doctor and cardiologist. 2 to 3 weeks after his first dose, he developed unexplained internal bleeding and heart inflammation. Both doctors baffled by his rapid deterioration, he died several weeks later. Here's another one. Friend has been diagnosed with Bell's palsy after the Pfizer jab and is having a rough time with it. Here's another one. Unexplained high white blood cell count. Lots of headaches and illness since. And I'm reading reaction to the virus. My elderly father has a rash all over his body after his first shot. A friend's coworker ended up in a hospital with blood clots in his lungs. Another one. A lady in my town died suddenly after getting the jab. Another one. Another menopausal lady I know started bleeding again. So did unvaxxed friends that visited her. Another one. My daughter-in-law has a shedding of her uterus. She said it felt the same as when she had a miscarriage years ago. Here's another one. Month after my father-in-law was in hospital for pancreatitis. Almost ready to give up due to pain. In hospital a week. Having trouble swallowing now. So why is this all happening? What is the explanation here? Well, let's let the actual scientists talk about that. Do we have Brett Weinstein? Let's play Clut 79.
Normally when you vaccinate someone, the vaccine goes in the shoulder. And it stays in the shoulder, in the shoulder area. And what happens is the antibodies are generated and they attack the this antigen in the shoulder, and it wipes it out, and we're good. But what Byron Brittle did is he did a FOIA request to the Japanese government to look at the biodistribution data. And what he discovered is that it doesn't stay in the shoulder where we all thought it should stay. It goes throughout your entire body. It goes to your brain, to your heart.
So you hear that? It spreads throughout your body. Cut 80. The second problem is that the vaccine works by making your cells create spike proteins, but the spike proteins are toxic, and the FDA was warned about this months ago. That's right. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, was warned about this. And those of us, like people on this program and friends of mine that are there talk about it, we have had lower YouTube numbers, suppressed on every turn. Why is it that there is a conspiracy? You want to talk about a conspiracy? They have the conspiracy to try to prevent any discussion about mass inoculation. Meanwhile, people are emailing us. They're like, yeah, my mother-in-law died. Play tape.
The other problem, and this is your area of expertise, is that what these vaccines do is they encode spike protein alone so that the immune system will learn to recognize spike protein and will catch it quickly when one is confronted with COVID. But the spike protein itself, we now know, is very dangerous. It's cytotoxic. Is that a fair description?
More than fair, and I alerted the FDA about this risk months and months and months ago.
Warned the FDA about this risk months and months and months ago. Why did the FDA do nothing? Is this just the price of admission? Do we just have to admit now that there's going to be a lot of adverse reactions? And I'll admit, we have thousands of these sort of responses on our Telegram feed and our Instagram feed. This might be sampling error. I might have a bunch of people that are naturally aware to vaccine reactions based on my following. That could be true. That doesn't make their stories untrue, though, by the way. That doesn't dismiss that people are not telling the truth when they email us their stories and their reactions of people dying and dropping from this vaccine. I know personally, my wife's relatives both got COVID right after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, after the vaccine. I know at least five people that got the vaccine that were bedridden, and some of them that have still not regained motor function in their hands and their feet. And I know one person that died after getting the vaccine. So if I know that in just my circle of people, which is not that big, then it makes me wonder, how widespread is this? Did you ever read the fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode? It says that your activity might still be visible to your employer, your school, or your internet service provider. How can they even call it incognito? To really stop these people from seeing the sites you visit, you need to do what I do and use ExpressVPN. Think about all the times you've used the Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, a hotel, or even at your parents' home. Without ExpressVPN, every single site you visit could be logged by the admin of that network. And that's still true when you're in incognito mode. What's more is your home internet provider, I'm talking about Comcast, AT&T, or whatever, can also see and record your browsing data. ExpressVPN is an application, it's an app, that encrypts all of your network data and reroutes it through a network of secure servers so that your private online activity says just that, private. ExpressVPN works on all of your devices and it's super easy to use. So stop letting strangers invade your online privacy. Protect yourself at expressvpn.com/Charlie. Use my link at expressvpn.com/Charlie. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie to learn more. Here's one question. Hey, Charlie, been hearing you on the vaccine today. I'm 18 and I got the second dose of the Pfizer vaccine a month ago. I had fatigue the day after, but I'm fine since then. However, I'm still worried about the long-term effects of this. How worried should I be? I got it due to the University of California system requiring it even without FDA approval. Please advise. God bless. Well, be happy to send you a book. I can't comment on that. I don't know the long-term impact. I do know some doctors are very worried about the long-term impact, but once you've got it, you've got it. And I encourage you to live a healthy lifestyle and try to navigate that the best way you possibly can. I wouldn't have gotten it just because they mandated it, because now all of a sudden we are getting more and more information around this entire topic. There's now more and more momentum of doctors that are coming out and they are challenging the consensus on the vaccine. Doctors with no agenda that otherwise would have been very pro-vaccine, including Brett Weinstein, who is a liberal. Play tape.
And by the way, we have no problems at all with mRNA vaccines.
Right.
It's just this particular vaccine, because of the spike protein and because it breaks, it cleaves off the cell and it goes throughout your body and your brain, your heart, and anywhere that you can have these symptoms, that are so varied, whether it's a 16-year-old who can't talk or see 48 hours after injection, or someone who's, you know, hand shakes.
Can't hear or see 48 hours after injection? So we've asked you, well, how is your reaction to the vaccine, Ben? And you emailed us freedom@charliekirk.com and also on Instagram and also on Telegram. I know a young, healthy father of three suddenly got blood clots and a stroke and passed away after his second jab. Yes, I had a terrible reaction. I have no feeling in my legs. I can't walk and I have horrible migraines. I'm in the hospital now for 3 weeks. I had anaphylaxis. Paramedics were called on scene. Brain fog immediately after and personality changes. My father fainted after getting the second jab. My friend fainted after getting it. She was driving in the Johnson & Johnson drive-thru vax distribution in Oakland before it was suspended. Thankfully, she didn't crash. We have pages of these. So where are our Republican leaders that are at least allowing the framework for us to have a conversation around the pages and the thousands that we've just received of adverse reactions of people from the Chinese coronavirus vaccine? So we asked on Telegram, we asked on Instagram, just what was your reaction? This is just some of them. And I can, here's another one. Three of my family members had adverse reactions. People need to wake up. They cannot walk. Two of them cannot walk, and one of them, their personality totally changed. My sister started having hot flashes, and the next day, she had a seizure and stopped breathing. Her husband was able to save her. We are waiting to hear from her doctors. I also have a neighbor who was hospitalized a week ago for blood clots. She's not home yet. My boyfriend's leg, a month later, from knees to feet swelling he's never experienced before. How about this one? I'm a dialysis patient, and the unit I was pushing was to get the vaccine strongly and were coerced and threatening the patients into getting it. In my unit, five individuals that were getting treatment are no longer being treated at the facility, and they move the new people into their place. It takes several months to get transferred in and out of dialysis clinics. One of the people that's gone was a buddy of mine, and he was 43, and I found out 1 week after his Moderna that he died of a massive coronary issue, and he was cleared by his cardiologist 2 months ago with having a heart attack and in good health. I posted a story to Facebook, and the post was deleted for medical misinformation. Some people are saying, and I need to find this to be true. Can you check this out, the CDC emergency meeting? Is that a true thing? I don't know. Some people have emailed that to me. Whether or not the CDC is having a emergency meeting. And by the way, the VAERS database has about 6,000 deaths related to the vaccine. So about 2 9/11s have already died of people that have died since getting the vaccine. But it could be 10 or 20 times beyond that because some people might not be registering these adverse reactions. And I'm just saying reportedly have died. I just want to be very clear about this. And now a new story, the CDC is coming out and they're saying, this is the CDC. New evidence shows heart issues in men under 30 who received the Chinese coronavirus vaccine. And yet we are mandating our children at college. Do you know that Notre Dame has a higher vaccination rate than the Center for Disease Control? Well, maybe the CDC knows something we don't know. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention reported last week that there is a stronger correlation between the coronavirus vaccine and heart inflammation than had previously thought. Really? Interesting. Deputy Director of the CDC's Immunization Safety Office, Tom Shikakaburo, said males under the age of 30 may face heart complications after receiving a full shot. Huh. He told NBC News, quote, we clearly have an imbalance there. Yeah, like acting as if it turns their hair a different color. No, this is a heart issue. Minor detail to keep living. Normally, fewer than 100 cases would be considered expected, but overall, 226 cases of myocarditis or pericarditis after vaccination in people younger than the age of 30, NBC News reports. So why are we putting this vaccine through mandatory? Why are we doing this mass inoculation strategy? We keep on getting emails from people. And here's one very simple question. Why did we not have a strategy to have people have ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine? According to childshealthdefense.org, ivermectin could have saved millions of lives, but doctors were told not to use it. again, the Brett Weinstein article with Dr. Pierre Corey, that could have ended this pandemic, and with it, no mass mail-in voting, no lockdowns, no mask mandates like that. We knew this back in April, but anyone who dared talk about it, we were suppressed on every single social media channel. Now, let me just say something. I've known Chris Christie. I think he's a very nice person. And if he was here, we'd have a good discussion. He was on Fox News saying that the vaccine is perfect and everyone should get the vaccine. He did say he doesn't think it should be mandatory. I should give him credit for that. But I think it is irresponsible for any conservative to go on television or radio and not talk about all of these adverse reactions when it comes to the vaccine. You are not acting responsibly to your viewers. And any conservative that posts these vaccine selfies and all this, you have to stop it. Your audience and millions of Americans right now are not clear with what is happening. And there is a massive propaganda campaign. So the New York Times comes out and they say the U.S. will invest $3.2 billion to develop antiviral pills for COVID-19, the Department of Health and Human Services announced. Such a treatment could prevent hospitalization and prevent and save lives as the virus becomes a perennial threat. Wait, hold on a second. We have ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine already. And a new study comes out, which again, we said back in April of last year, weight adjusted of hydroxychloroquine boosted survival of ventilated COVID-19 patients by 200%, according to the Epoch Times or Epoch Times. The researchers found that when HCQ and AZM combinations was given at a higher dosage to treat ventilated COVID-19 patients, the risk of death was about 3 times lower. We found that when the cumulative doses of the two drugs, HCQ and AZM, were above a certain level, patients had a survival rate of 2.9 times the other patients. And so people are asking us, they say, Charlie, here's another one here. Let me do this one. People are asking us, Charlie, what do I do about this? Are other people also having adverse reactions? The answer is more than I can read on air. It would take me 6 hours to read every single one of these adverse reactions on air. Now, of course, the CDC is now saying remdesivir is totally fine, even though they said don't use the drug that Trump used during COVID-19. So here's the problem. There are two words that are used as a conversation ender. Here are the two. I'm going to tell you all about the left and all about the controlling statists. You see, if you're not able to have dialogue, which means through reason in Greek, dia, through, logos, reason, then all of a sudden you actually are never able to find things that are true. So let me tell you the two ways that almost all discussion and conversation ends in America. Number one, they call you a racist. Or number two, they say two things towards you. You're a conspiracy theorist. That sort of label has put more people into a shell shock of having no sort of discussion than anything I have ever seen. On the front page of Psychology Today, back in December, 6 months ago, they said that it was a conspiracy theory unfounded and debunked by scientists that the Chinese coronavirus came from a Wuhan laboratory. This was Psychology Today saying that the psychology behind conspiracy theories, when in reality, they were the conspiracy theorists. According to NBC, scientists had not come forward sooner to back the Wuhan lab theory because, quote, at the time, it was scarier to be associated with Trump and to become a tool for racists, so people didn't want to publicly call for an investigation into lab origins, as I predicted. So because they were afraid that there would be anti-Chinese resentment, they lied to you. Anti-Asian hate. So let me get this straight. Instead of holding the Chinese Communist Party accountable for lying and manufacturing the greatest infection epidemiological Pearl Harbor the world has ever seen, we were lied to by our own government, killing millions of people and locking down billions by the Chinese government because they said we couldn't handle it because we're all a bunch of racists. And guess what? They're probably going to get away with it. I'm just going to be honest. We have become such a weak nation and such a passive nation, they're probably going to get away with it. Pharmaceutical billionaires are $1 billion richer. Jeff Bezos is $50 billion richer. More people are addicted to their screens than ever before. We have mental health issues that we'll never be able to handle. And we have all of these health issues that are correlated to both the vaccine and the virus, the hospital lobby and the pharmaceutical lobby they are now going to have pill pushing for decades. Hundreds of millions of people are now going to be wrongly addicted to the pill pushing because of everything we've gone through in the last year. And we know we were lied to, obviously. But being called a racist or being called a conspiracy theorist is a conversation ender in today's America. Hey, Charlie, I'll try to make this fast. I live in California. Moving is not an option. In the past days, my father-in-law relapsed with cancer. My mother-in-law and father-in-law had looked into getting the jab and decided not to. They made an informed decision. When he relapsed about 10 days ago, the doctor told him that if he didn't get the jab, he wouldn't be able to get the surgery and he would die. So get the vaccine or else we're going to let you die. Basically, this is passive murder by the medical establishment. Talk about pressure. He decided to take his chances and get the shot so he could have life-saving surgery. My mother-in-law was told that if she didn't get the jab, she wouldn't be allowed to visit him after very extensive surgery. He only had a 50-50 chance to get through the surgery. So needless to say, she selflessly got it as well. She could take care of him. We're now on the other side of the surgery, and fortunately, they have no side effects. Question for you is, how do we stop the forced vaccinations on the vulnerable? We need Republican leaders to start to actually represent their voters. Republicans, if I have to hear one more Republican go on television and talk about how wonderful this vaccine is, I'm going to lose my mind. Just be neutral. Just do what, ask questions and be neutral. You do not have to be a spokesperson or a propagandist for the pharmaceutical companies. Chris Christie, well, this vaccine is the greatest thing I've ever seen. Okay, we know all the, if you know anything about New Jersey, by the way, New Jersey's where all the pharmaceutical companies are, all of them. It's like Cory Booker refuses to break up the pharmaceutical companies. Interesting side note. You do not have to be a spokesperson for the pharmaceutical companies. How about Doug, who just emailed us? Hey, Charlie, my best friend is healthy and in his mid-30s. He's been experiencing dizziness and vertigo since getting the second Moderna vaccination. He'll be walking normal and then suddenly gets dizzy and has to sit down immediately. For 2 months, doctors have not given him any answers, obviously. And I found this information in the link below. Look at all the reports in the comment section in this link we're going to post on charliekirk.com that dizziness is a common side effect. No such concern from our leaders. So what is the path forward? Here's the problem. The problem is that if you dare question the vaccine, they say you're anti-science, even though we have scientist after scientist after scientist that is saying that there's something wrong with this, that it has a spike protein and it is not isolated in just your arm. It's not, it goes all across your entire body. And you have people that are pro-vaccine scientists that are actually starting to come out and say this. So here's a question. Many conservatives are afraid to talk about this because they're afraid that they're going to be criticized about it just by asking questions. And conservatives feel this really bizarre obligation to be a spokesperson for the pharmaceutical companies, which is really beyond me. But also, here's a good indicator. When the most powerful people collude to try to make sure you can't even talk about something, there's probably truth there. When the people in charge use their control over our distribution channels, when they use control over mainstream media, when they use control over the medical establishment, to have you not actually be able to talk about something, dig deeper. If you got the vaccine and it was a wonderful thing, I'm really happy to hear that. If you have not got the vaccine and you're contemplating it, listen back to our entire episode here on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast and hit subscribe, Charlie Kirk Show podcast. We're going to put this all the way through. And you can always email us your thoughts and your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. But even beyond that, do not do something that involves your own health and possibly the health of your children and your ability to have children just based on social pressure. I'm going to read this one again. Friend's daughter is friends with a mom who just had a baby about a month or two ago. Newborn was breastfeeding. Mom had the shot to keep the baby safe. COVID spike protein passed through the breast milk to the baby. Kid died within a day or two after the mom's vaccine. Is that normal? Newborn children dying like that. You won't see that on CNN. You won't see that on the mainstream networks. This is a test. We are being tested by the most powerful people in the world. They already shut us down. They already shut down the churches. They masked us. They abused our children. Are we finally going to learn our lesson over the last 365 days and say, no, it's not going to happen. It's my body and my choice, and you will not forcibly vaccinate me. Ball's in your hands. I know what I'm going to do. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.